This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Martin, PATRICIA MARTIN, date of birth 10/27/1970, date of appointment 11/27/2023, requesting physician Melissa Patello, MELISSA PATILLO. NP. Dear Ms. Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Martin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 53-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. 1 year ago, she was assaulted on the head. She has a history of once in a 4-year vertigo. Now it is becoming frequent. She feels dizziness plus fluttering of the head. Dizziness means spinning sensation. Last few minutes, feels about to fall. When moves head, she feels dizzy. Could not focus for 5 minutes. Having stabbing pain on the left temple. When she move head to the left side, she feel more dizzy. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Past medical history, hyperthyroidism, depression, past surgical history, partial thyroidectomy, tubal ligation, allergy, known drug allergy, medication, levothyroxine, citalopram, calcium, vitamin D, social histories, smoke 5 cigarettes per day, and drinks alcohol once in a month, uses CBD gummies. She's single, lives with the mother, have 6 children. Family history, mother alive with hypothyroidism, father deceased with MI, 1 sister, 3 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary. Cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, trouble walking, depression. Physical examination, blood pressure run 40 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, benign positional vertigo. Number 2, dizziness due to postural hypotension. Number 3, post-concussion syndrome. Number 4, history of close head injury. Number 5, headache, number six, depression, next paragraph. Patient already had CT of the head, which is negative. Her dizziness can be due to benign positional vertigo or dizziness due to the postural hypertension. I advised her to stand slowly and be well hydrated all the time. Do not miss the meal. If problem will continue, then she need a physical therapy for labyrinthine exercises and MRI of the brain. She is already taking citalopram for depression. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.